April 2017 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2017 General Conference, you can use these pages to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: The Godhead. Because we have the truth about the Godhead and our relationship to them, the purpose of life, and the nature of our eternal destiny, we have the ultimate roadmap and assurance for our journey through mortality. We know whom we worship and why we worship. We know who we are and what we can become. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, Verse 19. We know who makes it all possible, and we know what we must do to enjoy the ultimate blessings that come through God's plan of salvation. How do we know all of this? We know by the revelations of God to His prophets and to each of us individually. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Godhead and the Plan of Salvation. Ensign, May 2017, page 103. Prophetic Promise. Calling down the powers of heaven. The Scriptures teach us that the righteous exercise of the priesthood is dependent upon our living the principles of kindness, charity, and love. Let us examine our lives and determine to follow the Savior's example by being kind, loving, and charitable. And as we do so, we will be in a better position to call down the powers of heaven for ourselves, for our families, and for our fellow travelers in this sometimes difficult journey back to our heavenly home. President Thomas S. Monson, Kindness, Charity, and Love. Ensign, May 2017, pages 66 and 67. Centered on Christ. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3, verse 5. In English, the word lean has a connotation of physically listing or moving to one side. When we physically lean toward one side or another, we move off center, we are out of balance, and we tip. When we spiritually lean to our own understanding, we lean away from our Savior. Each of us can trust in the Lord and lean not. We can center our lives on the Savior by coming to know Him, and He will direct our paths. Bonnie H. Corden, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. Trust in the Lord and lean not. Ensign, May 2017, pages 6 and 9. Drawing Parallels. True Discipleship. Multiple speakers sometimes address the same gospel topic. Here's what three speakers said about being a true disciple of Christ. Use the May 2017 issue or visit conference.lds.org to read more of what they said. True disciples of Jesus Christ are willing to stand out, speak up, and be different from the people of the world. They are undaunted, devoted, and courageous. Russell M. Nelson, Drawing the Power of Jesus Christ into Our Lives, page 39. Genuine discipleship is a state of being. Disciples live so that the characteristics of Christ are woven into the fiber of their beings as into a spiritual tapestry. Robert D. Hales, Becoming a Disciple of Our Lord Jesus Christ, page 46. Our love for the Sabbath day does not end when the chapel doors close behind us, but instead opens the doors to a beautiful day of resting from routine tasks, studying, praying, and reaching out to family and others who need our attention. Neil L. Anderson, Overcoming the World, page 58. Who said this? One, a repenting sinner, draws closer to God than does the self-righteous person who condemns that sinner. Two, the motivation for raising the warning voice is love. Love of God and love of fellow man. To warn is to care. 3. If love of God is the melody of our shared song, surely our common quest to obey Him is the indispensable harmony in it. 4. It used to be a rare but welcome exception for youth to bring the names of their own ancestors to the temple. Now, this is the norm. Find the answers on page 9. To read, watch, or listen to general conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the section, April 2017 Conference Notebook. Read by Duane Case.